And I'm concerned about Ryan Pace and the Chicago Bears with this draft, because why would you pay $18.5 million to this quarterback who comes in, you say, you're the guy, only to go get the biscuit and say, well, you're not the guy, you're kind of the guy.
Well, you're the guy for now, and if you screw up, well, we're going to bring in the biscuit. And you know, and what it does, I think, is now you've got a guy you're paying $18 million to. I know. And now you got this guy looking over his shoulder, and I just don't think it makes a ton of sense.
We're going to pay $18.5 million, do a nice job, hold that clipboard, listen in, hold the helmet right up to your ear.
Well, I think Glennon's going to be the guy at the get-go. You know, it would seem to me that, you know, Ryan Pace has probably bought himself at least 2 years on this deal to see if this guy's going to be a franchise quarterback that they're bringing in.
And biscuit. John Fox is reaching for the bottle in the bottom drawer at this point?
If I were John Fox, I'd be happy to go.
Dennis McKinnon joins us, former Chicago Bear, good old number 85 from the 85 Bears. He's an astute observer of NFL football. Dennis, welcome back to Double the Outs. Your thoughts overall on the draft, sir?
An observer or a fan? I think they go hand in hand. I think, like most Bear fans, still laughing and recovering from the draft.
Well, what do you think, Silky D? I mean, you've got Glennon in here. You know, you're paying a lot of money to this guy they brought in from Tampa. A lot of people thinking that he shouldn't even be here, and now they go and do this. What does that do to the team's psyche?
Let's back up a little bit. Look at the Bears the last few years. I think going back to 2013, 8-8 and 5-11, 6-10, 3-13, and then you have the audacity to raise ticket prices for a bad product. Yeah, I'm looking at the pickups in the offseason. Forget about the $18 million we talked about with Glennon. Then you bring in Mark Sanchez. So you got two quarterbacks between them that haven't won. And then your backup players in terms of Hoyer and Barker go to San Francisco.
I'm sorry, hold on a second. Sanchez plays for the Bears now? I missed that.
Yes, he's the backup quarterback to Glennon.
From the Jets?
Yes.
Holy mackerel, I missed that. Why would we bring him in?
I think you may have been on vacation.
No offense. I mean, I don't get it.
Mr. Butt Fumble himself.
Wow.
The fact is you get rid of your two backup quarterbacks who actually know the system, and you can get a bargain basement price. You go after a guy who sat on the bench behind Winston for 2 years, then you bring in Sanchez. Now, let's gloss over that. You see the Bears' opening schedule? Oh. Atlanta, Tampa, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, four teams, mostly with a two- or three-receiver set. We got one of the worst defenses in the league, and you don't even go after a marquee player at safety or at corner? Makes no sense whatsoever. It's an embarrassment. And I tell Bear fans that when I played, the bar was high. We won every year. Now we've gotten so used to losing, it's okay. And you can't even say anything bad about this organization. Well, yes, you can, because we have become an embarrassment. We're not even worth being on TV.
Ooh, I like that. That's a strong statement. It's not even worth watching them anymore on TV. Not even worth having a contract.
Give us a highlight, Dennis. Tell us one thing that we can look forward to out of this team. What's the bright? There's got to be at least one bright spot, offense or defense. What would it be?
Bright spot?
Yeah.
Season could be over early.
Oh, geez. Come on, Dennis. You got to feel better about them than that. I mean
let's put it this way. Kevin White is still a mystery. You still don't know what you have. Yeah, Howard had a nice year last year on a 3-13 team. You got no offensive weapon. You might have brought in Glennon and paid him all that money, but what did you help him with? You got no receiver that you can count on. You know, the Bears dropped more balls than they caught last year. And you got a defense that's basically in the bottom of the basement and no impact players on that side of the ball. So in the return game, what do we have? So it's kind of hard to be optimistic until a point where now we're at the bottom of our division. We sound like the Cleveland Browns, mm-hmm. who are still struggling. This is a charter franchise, Chicago Bears, you know, the black and blue division, Monsters of the Midway. What the hell has happened to us?
Let's go to a longtime Chicago Bear fan who's going to take off his news director hat and put on his Bear fan hat. Here's John Dempsey. John?
Silky D, thank you for the 85 season, first of all. Secondly, should the McCaskey family finally get rid of this team and bring in somebody who...
That never happened.
I mean, but... What's going on as long as the McCaskeys own this team? Do you blame them, or is there some other factor behind this ineptitude?
Well, the bottom line of the matter, you're sold out. Your bottom line is met no matter what you do. Okay? But I could have sworn, you know, the more you're on TV, the more money you make. Your fan base expands. We have such an ineptitude now that it's kind of hard to swallow. You know, our guys across the street won a championship last year in the Cubs, and everything you see now is a Cub, but it took 108 years. We've been around a long time, and it's kind of difficult to watch now that there's more money to be spent on talent and players, and our evaluation of talent has gone downhill. Why would you give Ryan Pace another 2 years because of this debacle? You
know, evaluating talent, just wanted to quickly ask you, are you going to put together football camps for the kids throughout the area again this summer?
Yes. It's going to be at Newton Park in Glen Ellen July 10th and 11th. And you can go to my website, www.barelyactive.com, for more information. But I'm a teacher. Love kids.
Yeah.
And an opportunity to run around and play out in the sunshine, learn about the game. But it's mostly fundamentals, non-contact. It's available for boys and girls. But it's what I do. I mean,
yeah. And we commend that. I think that's a nice you do that several times every summer, and that's how we hooked up with you. And let us know when it is. We'll make sure we talk about it again. What's the website? I'm sorry, Dennis.
www.barelyactive.com.
Okay.
That's Silky D.
Got okay. you, my friend.
He sounds more upbeat when he talks about the kids than he does about the Bears. My goodness, that was a tough report to take right there.
And you know what? He knows of what he speaks.
Sure he does.
Here's Ray. He's in Crown Point, Indiana. Yeah. I think Ray wants to take it to us because it's true. I don't know. Could I go quarterback the Chicago Bears?
Well,
could
no.
Grabowski come out of the
but
stands?
But you expect more than that out of your team that
but
you root for.
I'm not so arrogant to tell the McCaskies how to spend their money.
Right.
Hi, Ray. Go ahead. Welcome.
Hey, well, you guys ask Dennis. He'll tell you. He's been a player. When you have competition from somebody else at your position, you just work harder to get that job. So, you know, why is everybody worried about what effect it's going to have on Glennon's brain?
Yeah, I'm not worried about his feelings. He's got $18.5 million to soothe himself.
And Glennon, you know, Glennon himself said that his feelings were hurt. But the thing is, and I think, you know, Dennis spoke to this, you should probably have maybe looked at some of those other areas you're kind of weak in before you bring in another quarterback after you brought this guy in. That's all we're saying.